Dr. Jackson, thanks for making your stop here to WKMS. We're at the start of another semester here on campus.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
We follow the legislative session consistently because of news for the state, but there's also always news that impacts higher education. Tell me a bit about your perspective going into this short legislative session.
There's one big overarching higher education issue that, and there's many issues, but there's one big issue that I hope that is addressed in this legislative session, and that's the issue of pensions. And the issue of pensions is putting a great deal of pressure on public higher education. And the model is moving forward in regard to especially the KERS pension system, which is unsustainable.
Explain why that is unsustainable. I know we've covered that in our reports before, but and also to explain to the audience, the KERS is the Kentucky Employees Retirement System, mm-hmm. and then also the university is a part of the KTRS retirement right. system. Each have their own challenges, but KERS right now could pose the biggest issue for mm-hmm. the university?
Yes, the KTRS system, the Teachers Retirement System, where administrators reside with their pension plans, teachers, faculty members, etc. So it would be the same plan for K through 12 as an example. It's in good shape. We've worked very closely with them, even had a number of meetings in recent weeks. So that pension system it looks like it's on a good path, and we're very pleased with that. The KERS system, so a lot of our administrative staff would be in that system as well as many others at Murray State University in that system. It is not as well funded. There are issues in regard to the sustainability that we have to work through, that the legislature has to work through. So our rate per employee in the KERS system today is about 49%. So we're paying in 49% for every dollar of salary, if you will. July 1, that's scheduled to go up to 84%. So these are very high rates. There are millions of dollars in monies in our budget that we have to address, budget for, manage through. This is a very a challenging topic. And the legislature fully realizes that, and the administration fully realizes that, and it's a topic we must all work together and work through.
Do you get the sense that there will be any change or at least movement toward a change during this short session?
Well, I hope so. We've been in Frankfort. We were there last week. We were there before Christmas for on two different weeks in regard to these pension discussions. And one thing that we've asked legislative leaders and the administration to do is to freeze the rates for a year to let us make some better plans in regard to what do we do, and let the legislature make better plans. What do they do? As you know, a special session was called before the holidays, and they were not successful in finding an answer. Last week in meetings, we were told that plans are being worked on. We feel very comfortable with the meetings we had last week in regard to possible plans that may be coming to find some relief for the universities in regard to pension plans.
And this is statewide. This is happening with all state universities.
It's an issue with most state universities. Okay. It's not an issue with the University of Kentucky. It's not an issue with the University of Louisville. It's an issue with the remainder of the institutions in the Commonwealth.
And they have their own separate pension plans. Is that how they're able to stay out of this?
The University of Kentucky is an example. All of their employees, as I recall, all of them are in an optional retirement plan. So it's their own plan that they've created, that they've had in place for a number of years. And I think that's the same for the University of Louisville. Whereas we're in two different pension systems here, and we also have an optional retirement plan at Murray State University also.
There have been concerns over the fairness of the higher education performance funding model, and that was passed by the legislature, though, right? So right. Has there been any rumblings or discussion about opening up this for discussion again, the higher ed performance funding model?
Obviously, there's been a number of discussions in the last many months in regard to the performance funding model and that mechanism and how it works and what that means to Murray State. In this particular session, I really don't see a lot of activity. I think it'll be the next budget session is when this topic will be revisited.
Let's talk about some campus news as well. There's been a search ongoing for the athletics director. Alan Ward had left to take a position in Texas, I guess in the summer that's when that occurred. And so we are coming up on almost, I guess, 6 months of search. So tell us, is there an update there?
Well, Velvet Milkman has been the interim athletic director at Murray State University for the last several months. She's doing a wonderful job, and really appreciate Velvet taking on that responsibility, and she's done quite well with it. And there is a search, an ongoing search, in regard to the director of athletics. And we have internal candidates, external candidates, and that's been a very healthy process. And I think in the coming next several weeks, there will be a lot more activity there. There's been one round of interviews in regard to this position. That occurred just a few days ago, and we've had a number of very good applicants, and so I expect activity there soon.
Now, something the university can be really happy about is its performance regarding retention and graduation rates, and the university has recently been recognized for some retention efforts. Can you tell me a bit about why this is important to the university and the importance that could be for the future of the university?
Absolutely. Just a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, the university received a national retention award, and very proud of that. A lot of staff worked very hard in regard to the retention issues here at the university, and so that has gone well. It retaining students is key, and retaining students is what we should be doing, so we recruit, we enroll, and we need to retain, and we need to graduate, and we need to help them find employment out in the marketplace. And so that's our mission and our duty and our responsibility. So we received a national award. A lot of folks work very hard in regard to that. Our retention rate in Kentucky is the highest of our peer institutions, and it's among the highest in this multi-state region. In Kentucky, when you look at really all of the peer institutions, we will be the highest in retention rates, with the exception of the University of Kentucky, and we're very close to the University of Kentucky in that regard. Our retention is approaching 80%, which is very good, and it's highest it's been in a number of years.
That leads me to ask how our spring enrollment projections are at the university. That's been a primary issue related to budget challenges, is enrollment numbers. So where do you think the university will stand?
Right. As you know, the fall numbers were down again, and so we're doing everything we can to move those numbers in a positive way. When the fall numbers are down, the spring numbers are going to be down too, because you have less students coming in the fall, so hence they're going to be down again in the spring. So what we're doing right now, what we're focused on in a very singular approach, is how can we move the number going forward? So we're doing a number of things, a number of new initiatives in regard to increasing enrollment and advancing initiatives going into next fall. So I'm very pleased with our enrollment management staff, our recruiters, the new programs that have been put in place, like Rhodes Scholars, where we have about 150 faculty and staff members assisting with recruiting in high school. So I really feel good about next year's freshman class and starting that trend of moving the numbers back to where we'd like to see them and right-sizing Murray State University.
Are there particular data points in that new fall class that you'll be interested in really drilling down on?
Well, items we look at very closely, the 18-county service region is obviously very important to us, our backyard, if you will. Our multi-state region is very important to us. So if you draw a 250-mile radius, that's extremely important to us. Metro Louisville is very important to us. So there's a number of areas we look at very closely, a number of areas that we monitor daily and that we look at regularly that we must move. And so right now, preliminarily, it's very early. We feel very good about the direction we're headed.
I'm probably burying the lead at the end, but you mentioned before we went on the air that we have our own cow on campus now.
Exactly. Today, the Chick-fil-A cow is on campus. We're very excited about the new food service contract and what we'll be doing this spring, summer, for next fall in regard to food service options. So Chick-fil-A is on campus today, and they're giving out gift cards and goodies, and the Big Cow's on campus, and the Big Cow's very popular. I visited with the Big Cow earlier this morning, and a number of students are very excited that Chick-fil-A is coming to Murray, and specifically Murray State University. You know, Steak and Shake will be on campus. There will be a Starbucks operation, a Starbucks store on campus. Einstein's Brothers Bagels will be on campus. And this is good for our students. It's good for this community. It's good for our faculty and staff. And it's a way for us really to enhance these options from a recruiting and retention standpoint also.
Well, Dr. Bob Jackson, the interim president of Murray State, thanks so much for popping by today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chad.